This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. U.S. unemployment rate falls to 3.6%, a 50-year low. You heard my commentary. Trump is the GOAT, G-O-A-T, greatest of all time, the greatest economic president of all time, certainly the greatest of our lifetime, but I think by the time he's done, he'll be the greatest ever. Unemployment rate falls to a 50-year low, 263,000 new jobs in April. The Trump economy is on fire. Another column, the Trump economic miracle, $9.1 trillion in new market value, lowest unemployment rate of any president, I guess they're saying ever, 3% GDP and wages up. Great job, President Trump. Is he the GOAT? I think he is. Hispanic unemployment plunges to a record low. I believe it's 4.2%, lowest it's ever been in history of measurement. Unemployment rate for women falls to the lowest level since 1953. I know the black unemployment has been, for the last few months, continually the lowest in history. So I keep repeating this. If Trump is a racist, he's the worst racist that ever lived, because he's really bad at it. I mean, he's terrible at it. He's helping blacks, he's helping Hispanics, he's helping women like no one in history, like no president ever has. And isn't it ironic, all Obama ever talked about was blacks and Hispanics and women, and he didn't help them. Only Trump has helped them. Do you understand the irony in that? It's not irony. It's what my father said. The blue-collar butcher, David Root. I'm a son of a butcher, an SOB. And my dad, David Root, always said, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Do you understand? Words don't mean anything. Trump says something you find offensive. Who cares? You got a great job. Your wages are up. The economy's exploding. There's more jobs being created for your kids. Your wife probably has a job now. Lowest female unemployment since 1953. If your neighbors are black and Hispanic, they've got jobs. Lowest unemployment forever. The economy's flying. The economy's booming. Life is good. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names and words can never hurt me. Do you understand that? David Root was right. And the people who keep attacking Trump for his words are idiots. Lowest unemployment. Here's another great one. Lowest unemployment in 19 years for workers without a bachelor's degree. That category includes people who went to college and dropped out, people who only have a two-year college degree, people who graduated high school, never went to college, and people who dropped out of high school. All those groups are growing the fastest in the job market. Amazing. Here's a column that explains why liberals are so scared. Surging economy complicates Democrats' 2020 message against Trump. Well, you're damn right it complicates it, because Trump's message should be jobs, 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 jobs. You heard my pick for an ad yesterday. You heard me read my new column, actually it was Wednesday, and it came out in yesterday's newspapers around the country, and it was about a typical ad that I think would win the election for Trump. It would show the Democrats' Green New Deal and children running up to an ice cream truck, and there's no ice cream because the cows are all murdered by the Democrats, and their parents running up to McDonald's, and they can't get a hamburger ever again or a cheeseburger ever again because the cows have been killed. And then they run to the supermarket to get cheese and milk, and they can't get it because it's gone. The aisle is closed for business. There is no more cheese or milk. And then they run to their car to go home, and the car is gone because, of course, fossil fuel's dirty. You got to ban the cars. And they get home via donkey cart, and when they get and candles in their hand because there's no electricity anymore, too dirty. It's no good for Democrats. And when they get home, their house is gone. It's been replaced by a tent. A wrecking ball knocked it down because Democrats won't allow you to live in a fuel-inefficient house. Folks, this is what's coming with Democrats. That's ad number one. Vote as if your life depends on it and your kid's future depends on it, because it does. Vote Republican. Vote for Trump and vote up and down the ticket Republican. That's ad number one. A second ad I would build up would be about reparations. Can you imagine seeing the faces on white people when you tell them you got to pay more in taxes because you're white? And then when they interview the black people, they go, you're getting extra money because of slavery. And the black person says, what do you mean? I'm from Haiti. My relatives weren't slaves. And the next guy says, I'm from the Bahamas. My relatives weren't slaves. The next guy says, I'm from Africa. My relatives weren't slaves. The next guy says, what are you talking about? I'm half white, I'm half black. Why would I get any money? My family has nothing to do with slavery. And the next guy is Wayne Rudy. He's Jewish. He says, my grandfather came here in 1915. He wasn't part of slavery. He wasn't part of the Civil War. I've got nothing to do with it. My grandfather was in the North. There was no nothing bad happening. You know, that's another ad. But then the third one has got to be just simply, hi, I'm Donald Trump. I'm president of the United States, and look what I did. And cite all the great statistics of the economy and then compare them to Barack Obama. Lowest GDP over 8 years of any president in history other than the Great Depression. And the only president in history since 1776, since the day our country started, the only president without one single year above 3% GDP. And cite the highest unemployment and the highest, all the jobs that were created were low-wage jobs. By the way, that wasn't Wayne Root talking. You know who came up with that stat? I think it was 93% of all the jobs created by Obama were crappy, low-wage jobs. That was the former head of Obama's economic council, his chairman of his economic council. His name escapes me, but I believe he was a Princeton economist, and he went back to Princeton and did that study and came up with those facts, and he probably got so, you know, attacked by liberals and Obama fans for doing that, that he wound up committing suicide 3 months ago. He committed suicide. The chief economist of the United States of America for Barack Obama's presidency committed suicide. I noticed that hasn't been on the news. And again, if his family gets word that I said this, I don't know if he killed himself because he came up with that study that showed 93% of all the jobs created under Obama were part-time jobs. And I'm not saying I know that for a fact, but it's possible that he was hounded and harassed and got death threats from Democrats because he did that. It's possible. Or it's possible he was just a very depressed guy. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, he did commit suicide. He did come up with that study. He did prove 93% of all jobs were part-time jobs under Obama. Quote those statistics, President Trump, in an ad and say, do you want to go back to Obama? Does anyone really want to go back to Obama? And again, you win the election with that ad. You win the election. And then here's a fourth one. Here's another great one. Interview in an ad. You only have 60 seconds, but maybe you can do 120-second ads, two-minute ads. Buy time all over TV, and interview the parents of little kids who were murdered or raped by illegal aliens, and then show Bernie Sanders saying those guys got to vote in prison. I want to see the anguish in the face of parents, these poor people. Their kids are gone forever, or their kid was raped by a pedophile, his life's ruined forever, or her life's ruined forever. And Bernie Sanders, quote him on TV, say, they got to vote. Where can you draw the line? Everyone's got to vote. Murderers got to vote. Mass murderers got to vote. Terrorists got to vote. Pedophiles got to vote. Put those parents on TV and show their face when they're told, here's the name of the guy that raped your child. He's voting next year. If Bernie Sanders wins the election. Here's the guy who murdered your child. Here's the guy who cut your child's head off. And he's allowed to vote if Democrats are elected next year. There's another ad for you. There's a lot of them. They write themselves. I can think of 100 of them. I also want to get a bunch of illegals, put them in a bus, put red MAGA caps on them, drop them off at all the houses of famous Democratic politicians, and let them run over the walls and the gates and the fences of those Democratic politicians. Let them run by the doorman in their luxury buildings in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., and on the Upper West Side, the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and just show a busload of illegals just invading their homes with red MAGA caps on, and watch how they react. Get their face on camera when they come home, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has a luxury apartment in Washington, D.C., all of them, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, they're not going to be so happy when their houses are invaded by illegals, their neighborhood is invaded by illegals. Get them on camera, see what they say. Let the illegals sleep in the lobby of their building. All those ads will lead Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, the great President Donald Trump, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, to a landslide electoral victory in 2020. If he plays his cards right, I think he'll win the actual vote itself, the popular vote itself. And the reason why Democrats are so freaking out is because they know that Trump and Barr now, Attorney General Barr, they're going after him, man. They're doing what Wainwright said to do. What did I tell him to do? I said, make the hunters the hunted. Go after them. Arrest the FBI leadership. Arrest the DOJ leadership. Of course, after an investigation, a fair investigation. You know, just like Mueller. What's wrong with being investigated? You didn't think what you thought was okay, that Trump should be investigated. Trump says spying on my campaign is bigger than Watergate. That's what I said on the show time and time again. It's Watergate times 10,000. It's Watergate squared. And there's a report out that tells you why it happened. Obama considered Trump's election a personal insult. Excerpts of New York Times writer Peter Baker's Obama, the Cult of History, published by the UK Daily Mail, alleges that Obama was overcome with anger when Hillary Clinton lost her bid for the White House in 2016. Obama may not have been on the ballot, the author says, but it was hard not to see the vote as a personal insult, as he called it on the campaign trail. He added that Obama sighed, and this is a quote, "This stings, this hurts," after Trump won an election night, and he felt that America had turned on him. Obama despaired, thinking the American people simply could not have decided to replace him with a buffoonish showman whose calling cards had been repeated bankruptcies, serial marriages, and racist dog whistles. Folks, do you understand what was going on? Obama hated Trump. So he sicked the apparatus of the United States government on him the same way he sicked the IRS on me, Wayne Allyn Root. Bad guy, Obama. Got to nail him for it. Got to put him in prison. All right, this segment of the show and my entire radio show, main title sponsor, we're in the Fordham Resources Studio. They're the title sponsor of the radio show. They're the sponsor of this segment of the TV show. They're an all-American company, and I'm a capitalist evangelist. I love all-American companies. Publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. You know what that means? They're a stock. You can buy them. And if they profit, if they do well, you could profit, and you could do well. Mark Bruner, a legendary oil man, is the CEO. He built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share. One of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. He created $15 billion in shareholder profits. Check him out. Ticker symbol FTMR, or go to FordhamResources.com. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring the show. I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipts to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Siegel and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root's on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. And see the shining sea in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. Another great day in Trumpland, great economic statistics out. My commentary I read you to start the show to kick off the Newsmax TV show called Is Trump the GOAT? G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. Before I get to the sponsor of the show, and we'll be taking your calls, I see we got lots of calls coming in. I want to read you one letter I got. This is advice for Newsmax. So if you're listening, all the Newsmax executives, I think it's pretty good advice. Wayne is from Allen. He says, Wayne, I think Newsmax TV ratings would increase dramatically if periodically during the daytime there were highlights of the Dow Jones Industrials, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. Sometimes I turn to Fox Business to get that information. I would prefer to not turn to Fox Business for anything. Thank you, Allen. Good idea. I like it. I think it's a good idea. He left something out. He said, I occasionally turn to Fox Business for that information, but some people also turn to CNBC for that information. CNBC is kind of the liberal business news network, and Fox Business is the conservative business news network. But, you know, they're both reliable as far as economic numbers are out there, and Newsmax should feature some of those numbers. People are looking at their stock portfolios, so I agree with them. Good idea. Are you listening, Newsmax? Good stuff. Sam Lannis is the sponsor of this segment of the show because people are also worried about the IRS, worried about how the IRS will treat them, worried about their tax returns, worried about not paying a penny more than they owe. Nobody should ever cheat, ever. But they shouldn't pay a penny more than they legally owe. And so the guy to help you with that is Sam Lannis. I call him the best damn tax lawyer in America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS from all across the United States in every state. And when I was attacked by Obama twice, he handled my cases. And he not only did a good job, he not only beat the IRS, I not only didn't owe a penny, but he barely charged me. You know, he charged me like 1 cent on the dollar because he liked me. He was a fan of mine. And so I asked him, could you do that for the average viewer and the average listener and the average fan of Wayne Root? I challenged him, and he came up with the idea. $190 a month, most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. It's the Landis Tax Group, and he founded the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. And you start with a free consultation with a tax attorney, and after that, it's all up to you. You know, you call in, you find out if you like it. If you like it, you stay. If you don't join. Simple as that. It's up to you. But you get a free consultation. They'll tell you the honest, raw truth about how long it'll take and what it'll cost. And this guy is the greatest. Trust Wayne Root. Sam Landis on the 1 to 5 gets a 5. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Or go to WeHelpYou.com. Give him a call if you have any tax questions or problems. The number one name for baby boys in Berlin is Muhammad. And that's not a good thing. And it's not a good thing because I'm going to stand here and tell you I'm an Islamophobe and I hate all Muslims. I don't. And by the way, I've met some nice Muslims. I was in a Uber at an airport the other day, and the guy was Palestinian. And I said, you know what, I'm a Jew. Let's talk. And we had this great ride, and we liked each other. There's plenty of nice Muslims, just like Trump said that time. Lots of trouble coming from the border. Lots of bad people come from Mexico, but not all the bad. Some of them really good. And so I feel the same way about Muslims. I just want extreme vetting. I want to make sure you don't let people in who have bad intentions. And some of the people who name their children Muhammad might have bad intentions. Now, let me give you an example of how I know they might have bad intentions. There's a new video out of Muslim children in Philadelphia at a Muslim school performing an anti-Israel, anti-Jewish school play. And they're singing, "We will chop your heads off." And presumably they mean Jews in Israel. "We will chop your heads off to liberate Jerusalem." It's a video released Friday by the nonpartisan research group MEMRI, which translates the Arabic into English. And it's taken directly from a Facebook posting by the Muslim American Society Philadelphia chapter last month. It shows a group of Muslim children, not in Palestine, not in Saudi Arabia, not in Egypt, in Philadelphia, in America. And they're in Palestinian scarves performing at an Ummah Day celebration. I don't even know what that is, neither do any of you. Where they sing a pro-Palestinian song and recite a poem calling for the liberation of Jerusalem and a specific mosque called Al-Aqsa. And they say, "We will chop off their heads. We will liberate the sorrowful and exalted Al-Aqsa Mosque. We will subject them to eternal torture." And then they've got frames of the children, and they really do look like they're out to hurt people. And the children are singing, "Our Palestine must return to us. And with the help of the omnipotent Lord, day will follow night. We will chop off their heads. We will liberate the sorrowful and exalted Al-Aqsa Mosque." And then the last frame, the kids are saying, "We will lead the army of Allah, fulfilling his promise." This is going on in the United States. It's going on in Philadelphia. Are you telling me they're not being preached Sharia law? Are you telling me they're not being preached hatred for Jews and Christians? We got a problem. And Germany's got a problem. And Europe's got a problem. Extreme vetting is the answer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders confirming a phone call between President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
The pair discussed a range of topics, including the end of the two-year-long investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Sanders saying the administration won't let incidents like that happen again.
We're going to do everything that we can to prevent it from happening. That's why we've taken a whole-of-government approach. We have had contact with all 50 states and are looking at ways to actually prevent it from taking place instead of, like they did in 2016, just letting it happen.
Stocks are back up after news that the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, the lowest number it's been since December of 1969. The Dow gained 197 points and closed Friday at 26,505. The Nasdaq was up 127 points to set a new record close of 81.64. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Broadcast. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Tangible Investments, sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility. 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. Discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer. What does that mean? It means everyone needs gold and silver. Why? It's a world filled with crisis and chaos and collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control all over the world, including America, under Trump. You know how much I love Trump. I celebrate him 99% of the time, but he's not cutting the spending. He's not cutting the spending. I never thought he would. If you heard me read that commentary that's coming out on Sunday called Trump's the GOAT, the greatest of all time, the one area I don't give him credit for is cutting spending. He's not cutting spending. He's doing better than Obama. He's cut spending more than Obama. The rate of increase is lower than Obama's, but we're still adding tremendous amounts of money to the national debt. And so gold is going to be a valuable commodity, and inflation is going to rear its ugly head, and debt crisis and dollar crisis are around the corner. And you need to own a little bit of wealth insurance. That's all I'm saying. Just a little bit. Just like when you leave the house, car insurance, life insurance, health insurance. I wouldn't leave the house without it. Got to have wealth insurance. So if you're going to buy it, buy from a company with credibility, with integrity. Buy from a company that is friends with Wayne Root. I've known the owner 15 years. Buy from a company that's a fan of conservatism and supports and backs conservatism. And buy from a company that offers it to you at a discount. So you get a great price. So you get in at a great price, it gives you a better chance to get out at a great price. Call Tangible Investments, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, toll free. Doesn't cost you a thing just to talk to them. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions. Call them now at 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. We're going to take some calls now, but I want to mention American Airlines issues an apology. This is what we're dealing with, folks. A New Jersey woman said her husband, a police officer, was called a killer by an American Airlines employee last month when she went to customer service over a missing bag after her flight was redirected to Memphis, Tennessee. Teresa Torado said the Envoy Air, a subsidiary of American Airlines employee, became angry and blasted her husband upon learning he worked in law enforcement. And he said, "You're a cop. That means you're a killer." This is when Torado's husband began recording the man. Torado could be heard responding in the video, "Seriously? That's the most offensive thing ever." And the guy says he might kill me because he's a police officer. Torado said it was sad to hear someone call her husband a killer, especially in front of their children. Fox News obtained an apology statement issued by American Airlines. Did not say if the employee was reprimanded for his actions. At least they apologized. But can you imagine how bad it's gotten where liberals think that cops are killers? Cops are out there. They're the thin blue line. They protect us. They're the last line of defense in a world gone mad. The world would be anarchy without police. Are all policemen perfect? No. Are there bad cops? Yeah. There's bad lawyers. There's bad doctors. There's bad politicians. There's bad everything. Okay, are all politicians good? No. It's horrible ones like Obama and Hillary and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, all this, Maxine Waters, lots of bad politicians. So there's a few bad cops, but most cops are great people, and they're putting their lives on the line for you and me. And to call them a killer is disgusting, just like, it's exactly like when the American heroes got back from the Vietnam War and they called them baby killers and spat on them. Terrible, terrible people that did that. And my father always loved the people that got back from the Vietnam War. And he taught me to love and respect anyone in the military sacrificing for our country and love and respect anyone in law enforcement sacrificing, putting their lives on the line every day for our country. By the way, if you're in the military, you might put your lives on the line in like one battle, maybe two battles, maybe three battles. But if you're a police officer, every day you're putting your life on the line. It's far more intense than being in the military. It's less intense that there's no one battle. You're not landing on the beaches of Okinawa or Normandy D-Day. But every single day in the military is not a new attack and a new battle. But every day is a new attack when you're in the police. So it's, I don't know how they do it. I have no idea. But I love them and I respect them. And I can't believe anyone would call a cop a killer. All right, let's take some calls. Joe in Texas on line two. Joe, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello. Great, Wayne. And you too. You're great too. I'm going to call you Goat Jr.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're great, and your ideas are genius. I mean, you're just a genius, and I just want to compliment you on everything you do. And also, I wanted to ask you, Attorney General Barr I think he's good, and he did good and everything, but I heard or read somewhere that during the Bush administration that he was anti-gun. Is that true?
I've read a lot of negative things about him coming in as Attorney General. I read he was a real Bushy, you know, meaning he was a Bush family guy. That's never good for Trump. And I read that he was very anti-gun, and I read that he was very anti-patriot. I read lots of things. The point is, you read lots of things doesn't mean they're true. Well, I'm pleasantly shocked by how great he's been. He has been fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't care what anybody says. I'll fight in any foxhole with William Barr. Good man.
Yeah, he did good with the Democrats. I was real proud of him.
And yep. No, fantastic. And now he's risking on Monday being censured. You know, an attorney general that's censured in front of Congress. Well, who cares? You know what? It's already been established. Obama's attorney general was censured in front of Congress in contempt of Congress. And what happened to him? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So screw it. Who cares?
The worst ever. Yeah.
Eric, what's his name? I can't think of his last name now.
Eric Holder.
Holder, Attorney General under Obama, Eric Holder. So he was in contempt of Congress. Nothing happened to him. He actually suggested a few months ago he's going to run for president. He's disappeared. That suggestion's gone. But you know who else announced today he wants to run for president? Is the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio.
Oh, that's scary. That's real scary.
Oh, the people in New York even laugh at him. Everybody laughs at him. So he was in Iowa for an event a little while ago, about 2 weeks ago, just testing the waters, and eight people showed up. Trump gets 10,000-20,000 wherever he goes. He got eight people. So screw him. Hey, Joe from Texas, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, my friend. Let's take James from Florida on line three. James, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Okay, I wanted to give you some facts on this. Ask you a question about the... I have to excuse me. The preparations...
Reparations. Reparations, yes.
Right. Reparations, all right. I'm a native Mississippian.
Okay.
And before the Civil War, 55% of the population owned slaves.
Okay.
Out of that 55%, 26% of those were African American that owned slaves.
Really?
My question to you is, if they were to decide to do this, how are they going to distinguish between between the relatives that came from those slaves?
Right. I'm with you, James. I get it. I get it. Look, James, it's a disaster. They're not going to be able to distinguish.
I know.
For me, the Jewish boy, his grandfather got here in 1915. I don't owe you anything. If you're black, let me say this clearly. I don't owe you anything. Not because I don't like you. You're fine. You're wonderful. I want to convince black people to vote Republican. But I don't owe you extra money because I didn't participate. No one in my family tree ever participated. And what if they had? You, James, maybe your relatives are from Mississippi. So what? That was 200 years ago or 300 years ago, whatever happened, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. You're not responsible for what a great-great-great-great-grandfather did. It's ridiculous. It's just a way to hand out votes, hand out bribes for votes. It's bribery.
I agree with you, but my main point is the truth, because they won't tell the people the truth about the African-Americans that owned slaves. Before the Civil War.
All right, I got it, James. James, listen, this is one of those issues. There's no reason to go any further into it. I don't care who owned slaves or who didn't. It was hundreds of years ago, and it's meaningless to me. All that's going to happen is if you're white and you're quoting blacks owning slaves, they're going to say you're a racist. So don't even worry about it. None of us owe anything to them or anybody of color because we had nothing to do with it. I hate slavery. I abhor slavery. Terrible thing. The worst ink blot on the America's history, no question about it. Let's all admit it was awful to put a man in chains, the most disgusting thing I can ever imagine. And don't forget, I'm Jewish, so somewhere far back in my lineage are people in chains in Rome, you know, the Roman Empire, and in Egypt. So it's disgusting, it's despicable, but it's got nothing to do with anybody today. Aren't there people in this country whose grandparents were murderers? Should we put them in jail because their grandfather murdered someone? It doesn't make any sense. So what can I tell you? Pete in California, line four. Pete, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Okay. Good. Hey, you know, if Mueller goes before the Congress and he says to the Congress, I was not impeded in my investigation of Trump, What are they going to do?
They're going to freak out like they freaked out every day in the last 2 years since Trump was president. That's all they ever do, P, is freak out. By the way, are you watching this show in California?
Yeah.
What do you watch it on? DirecTV, Dish, or a cable system? Where are you watching?
Newsmax. Newsmax TV.
No, I know that, but I meant are you on DirecTV or Dish TV, or are you on a cable system?
Dish. On a Dish.
You're on Dish. Okay.
I'm not sure. Just Dish.
I'm surprised they haven't banned you in California from watching Newsmax.
It's not that bad, believe me.
Where are you in California? What city are you in?
I'm in Southern California, you know, and I work with a lot of people from everywhere. And the one guy, you know, he came back to work for us a year later. He worked for some other company, came back. Well, before he left, he said, hey, I'm going to vote for Hillary. She'll be the first, you know, woman president. I said, yeah, right, yeah. Well, anyway, he comes back a year later, this today, and he says, oh, you know, Trump's doing a great job and blah, blah, blah. So later on, I'm talking, and I go, yeah, so you're going to vote for Trump? He goes, no, I'm going to vote for Biden. I mean, how are we going to win with people like that?
I don't know, but you're assuming, he's assuming Biden's going to be the nominee, and I don't. I don't believe Biden will be the nominee. I really don't. I don't believe a white male, let alone an old, straight white male, can win in the Democratic primary. I don't believe it. I don't believe they'll allow an old white man to be their nominee in a party that doesn't like white, old, straight men. So I don't think it'll be Bernie Sanders, and I don't think it'll be Biden. I don't know who it'll be yet, but we'll see. It could be Biden with Pete Butthead as his vice president. You never know. I call him Pete Butthead. You pronounce the name, I understand now, the way the name is pronounced is Pete Butt Edge Edge. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I know it's going to sound silly, but as a guy who markets and makes millions of dollars on TV, nobody can have a name Pete Butt Edge Edge Edge. You can't have it. It doesn't work. We'll be right back. More now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the
Bacon Lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I brought you a little show and tell this time. Because here is the My Doctor Suggests liquid that I drink all the time. Liquid solution. Here's the My Doctor Suggests Silver Mouthwash that I clean my mouth with all the time, morning and night. Here's the gel, the Colloidal Silver Gel. It's got not only alkaline-infused gel, silver gel, but it's also got aloe vera at a very high dose. Amazing. Hooked a friend on this a couple weeks ago, and that friend's wife burned herself badly on her hand on the stove, and she put this on 3 days in a row, and there was nothing there but a slight red spot, and then it was gone. And here's the colloidal silver lozenges that I suck on in between every single segment of this national radio show and national TV show. Of course, if you're listening on the radio, you can't see what I'm talking about. But on TV, you can see beautiful colored cherry and orange and apple and apricot and all kinds of flavors. Honey flavored. Great stuff. I love this stuff. It's called My Doctor Suggests. That's the name of the company. They started off with me anyway. I'm not sure if they had all these other products at the beginning. But 3 years ago, when they were not an advertiser, I never heard of them, but someone hooked me on this stuff, and I started sucking on their silver lozenges. And it was a huge hit for me, and I never missed a minute on radio or TV for 3 years, and I've never got a cold in 3 years. Kind of amazing. I used to get colds every time I got off an airplane. Now I get off an airplane, I'm fine. I just suck on these on the airplane, just like I do, you know, every night before I go to bed. And I don't get sick. No colds in 3 years. And I used to have something called brain fog. You'd wake up and just be not focused, not clear. And since I started taking their silver liquid, I don't have brain fog anymore. And I used to have something I call leaky gut. You know, you'd eat and you'd have an instant upset stomach. And I don't have it anymore since I started drinking their liquid. And then I had a dry skin spot on my face. And I use their gel, the silver gel. I mean, Wayne Root is made of silver now. I'm a valuable guy for Newsmax. I'm made of silver. I'm just mad it's not gold. Call 866-660-9868. Get their products and get 20% off. Just mention my name. and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off. So tell them Wainwright sent you. MyDoctorSuggests.com/ROOT. MyDoctorSuggests.com/ROOT or 866-660-9868. You cannot get them in a store. You can only get them by going to the website, MyDoctorSuggests.com/ROOT or 866-660-9868. But it's great stuff. If you have anything wrong with your skin, the gel's fantastic. If you ever have voice problems or get sore throats or get colds, the lozenges are fantastic. And most of all, the mouthwash and the liquid keep your teeth from getting bacteria and virus and keep you from getting sick. All great stuff, My Doctor Suggests. All right, let's grab some more calls to end the show. Mary in New Jersey on line two. Mary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good, Wayne. How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind?
I almost forgot what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm talking about...
You need some colloidal silver memory pills.
I'm listening to you with this colloidal silver stuff, yeah. Here's my thing. None of you guys, you, Fox, or the other news channels, conservatives, keep say anything about the reason why Trump, they're trying to get Trump on this construction of this no collusion but obstruction of justice is because he's trying to defend himself. And that's why they're trying to get him. But nobody says that. They just go over, oh, the collusion, the 10 acts of collusion.
Well, no,
collusion.
Mary, what I've said is, it's indescribable and unimaginable to me that someone could accuse you of a crime you didn't do, and when you're mad about it and when you comment on it, now you're guilty of obstruction. I've said, I mean, I think that's what you're trying to say. It's ridiculous. If they had never accused you of an unfair thing in the first place, then you'd never be in trouble for obstruction.
Nobody's saying it.
Well, I'm saying it.
I mean,
there you go.
They just keep going over it. And, oh, what if it was a Democrat? Well, goddamn, the Republicans wake up and start acting like a Democrat.
Yeah. Well, listen, I said let's make the hunters the hunted, and that's what we got to do. We got to go after them. They know that. They know that's what's on our minds, and that Trump wants revenge, and I want revenge, and you want revenge, and I want the rule of law to be upheld. And this isn't a country. It's a banana republic. So now they're going after the Attorney General Barr. The same way they went after Trump. They've got to turn him into a bad guy. They've got to demand he's a criminal. He's got to resign. They've got to put him in jail. They've got to impeach him. Same thing they did to Trump, because now he's the guy that could put them in prison. This is such classic Saul Alinsky. Mary, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Ian in Long Island has waited the longest. Grab his call. Ian, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Very well, Wayne. I would like to touch off. I thought of something. William Barr's assembled his team. The IG report's coming back. I was thinking, what better day than 4th of July, a rebirth of, like, America, liberty, and justice, to them to kick down Comey's, for them to get the early morning raid on the 4th of July would be a real present to America. It would be
like
a present to the president and all of us that know what happened. And we've been waiting for 2 years as Comey didn't say nothing about the Trump not being looked at. And now Mueller let it go on and perpetuate and snowball downhill for way too long with the same problem. And then I was just thinking to myself, you want to see the Dems build the wall quick? Pelosi will be out mixing the mortar. Just put MAGA hats on everybody marching up in the caravan, and you'll see how fast they'll be out there with bricklaying hats and trowels.
All right, Ian, I appreciate the call. Funny, I'll tell you, on Monday, on the radio, I read it on the air today, but on TV, I never got a chance to read it. I had a letter from one of my fans who talks about Donald Trump should self-identify as a woman, and then he becomes the first female president, and then he's married to Melania. That makes him a lesbian, the first lesbian president. He's married to an immigrant, the first lesbian president, woman, lesbian president who's married to an immigrant. And what would the Democrats say? It's a great letter. I got to read it to you on Monday. I get the greatest stuff from my fans. Thank all of you. Have a great weekend. God bless you. See you Monday.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.